Nice to be in orbit.
Once there was a mountain called Peak 15. Nothing was known about it. But in 1852, the surveyors found it was the highest in the world, and they named it Everest. When you're lacking oxygen, you may think you're normal, but you're not. You're moving in a dream that deludes and debilitates.
As good advice as any. That is Public Service Broadcasting with Everest from their debut album Inform, Educate, and Entertain. And this is Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in. If you have us on in the background while you watch your European UEFA Soccer Championships, congrats, you've made the informed consumer decision. Just now we had some high drama in Gelsenkirchen as England somehow, and against perhaps even God's own will, conspired to come back from a 1-0 deficit against Slovakia to win the game in overtime, thanks to a tying goal by Jude Bellingham and a goal that broke the tie by Harry Kane. And now they go on to from the round of 16 to the Elite Eight, to use the NCAA descriptors. Now we have in Cologne a game between Spain and Georgia. This is also round of 16. And Spain are very much the favorites, but Georgia will be wondering if the whole world will indeed have Georgia on their mind. I apologize immediately for that poor play on words. And in other soccer news, yesterday, Chile crashed out of the Copa America in the group stages after a limp, goalless display against Canada. And so it's Argentina and Canada who go to the next round. And this is and Chile failed to score an entire goal in their brief appearance at the Copa. And while I do love my Roja, they will not be missed this time around. We have plenty of good stuff coming up for you. We have a holiday coming up, so let's get you in that day off mindset. But first, I have a notice from the management. They wish for me to inform you that the club is indeed open.
Have hoisted. Sally up and bring Sally down. Last done start, gotta tell the crown. Bring Sally up and bring Sally down. Last done start, gotta tell the crown. Bring Sally up and bring Sally down.
Thank you.
And that was Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs with Dudley off of their second album, Show Your Bones. Before that, we had Moby, Flower from Play, The Beatles, Tomorrow Never Knows, the closer from Revolver. We started with Guided by Voices, A Salty Salute. And it's still 0-0 over in Cologne between Spain and Georgia, updates as they happen. And right now, let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA as we listen to the Pete Seeger instrumental, Living in the Country. It's the Mystic River Reservation PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis and picnic, or bring your own gear to have a fun day in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bay Cow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River. And a little less than a mile further up is the Shannon Beach on the Upper Mystic Lake, which provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all sorts of the gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even little turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. And as it is the week of July 4th, I would like to thank you. I would like to throw a nice long one your way. We actually are going to have two long ones today, and this is the first of two. I'm going to play you, since it is the week of July 4th, I'm going to play you what I consider to be one of the finest compositions and one of the finest American genres, jazz, written by one of its finest composers, George Gershwin, and interpreted by one of its finest conductors. I speak of Leonard Bernstein. This is Leonard Bernstein conducting the Columbia Symphony Orchestra from a 1959 recording, and this is, well, if you may know it, I hope you know it, and if you don't know it, this is, what else could it be? It's Rhapsody in Blue. Thank you. That was Leonard Bernstein and the Columbia Symphony Orchestra from a 1959 recording of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And let's see. I suppose we should have time for the scene report as we listen to Elegia by New Order slowly build up in the background. On the 7th of July at O'Brien's in dear old Rat City, Alston, you can see Spirit Work, D-Claw, Cozy Throne, and Watson Park. Doors are at 8, music's at 9, 21-plus show, $15 at the door. And on the 11th of July, Warehouse 11 will be hosting Sorry Mom on their Hella Megatour. Tickets are on sale, and that's in dear old Somerville. But that's all just, that's more of a, you know, palate cleanser before we get to the weekend of July 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th, when it'll be time for Nice, a fest in Davis Square. And it's going to be a who's who of the local scene. And some of the bands playing are bands that we've either played on the show or who I've known through various circles. And these bands include MK Naomi, Pink Slip, fresh off of their EP release show, Suck City, Hell Beach, Tiffy, which will cap their Northeastern tour, and Jake McKelvey. And you can get tickets at niceafest.com. And before we go into our final block of music, I just want to say one thing. Two things. Number one, it is currently 1-0 at the game in Cologne. Georgia in the lead, last I checked, off of an own goal, but there's still plenty of time, and this is Spain after all. But more importantly, barring some amazing reversal of fortune, the lights will go out at the Democracy Center in Harvard in Harvard Square at midnight tonight. And the owner of the space has given a very abrupt eviction order to everyone who counts in that space for hosting events, activist group meetings, and concerts. Some of the best concerts I've ever seen have been at the Democracy Center. And despite best efforts for an honest and fair negotiation, the owner of the space has not budged and has given very few details about when it will reopen. They claim it needs renovations, and yes, the space does need a little TLC, but none of the groups have been given guarantees that they'll be allowed back. So is this all legit, or is this just another Harvard Square land grab? Watch this space. But assuming that something amazing does not happen in the next couple of hours, I just want to say that it is a shame that this will be losing this space, because DIY and punk is forever. Wherever there is a need, that space will emerge. But to have a dedicated space was so important to a lot of music groups, to a lot of activist groups, and to a lot of individuals who knew that they would be welcome to raise their voice and play their instruments at the Democracy Center. So from all of us here at Great Songs About Nothing Good, I say to Democracy Center, happy trails, best wishes, and I truly hope we see you again very, very soon. Okay, so looking at our final block of music, we already had our first long bit of music with Rhapsody in Blue, and we'll have another long song at the end of this block, because it's a song by Van Morrison that we always, you know, like to play when it's almost Independence Day. But I'm going to start things off with a number by Lucy Dacus off of her 2019 EP, 2019, which is a series of original songs and covers based around various holidays. And this is the one she wrote for the 4th of July. And the lyrics, to me, especially over the past week, have perfectly illustrated what it's like to be in a complicated relationship with a complicated country, or even a complicated person, but this is about complicated relationships with complicated countries. So before we go into Van the Man, the Belfast Cowboy, I throw it over to the one and only Lucy Dacus.
I'm taking back roads all the way back home. Everything I've known, just a little overgrown. I didn't choose this town. I can't understand.
Easy Rider rides again. Easy Rider, the story of a man who went looking for America and couldn't find it anywhere.
You know, this used to be a hell of a good country. I don't understand what's going on with it.
Everybody got chicken, man. That's what happened.
Easy Rider, starring Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper, and Jack Nicholson.
They're not scared of you. They're scared of what you represent to them. What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Easy Rider rides again. Easy Rider from Columbia Pictures. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Thank you. rights almost. Independence Day. Meet my lady, we gon' step on, we gon' step on, we gon' step on. Way out on Chinatown, all about some Hong Kong silver. And the waiting Russian river. We gon' step on it. We gon' out on it. Out on that town tonight. I can hear the fireworks up and down. My friends in San Francisco, up and down me, up and down me, San Francisco. I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing. I can hear them echoing up and down me, up and down me, up and down me, San Francisco Bay. I can see the boats in the harbor. We're across the harbor, lights shining out, lights shining out. In a cool, cool night, in a cool, cool night, in a cool, in a cool. And a cool, and a cool, cool night. Across the harbor, I can hear the fireworks. I can hear the people shouting. Hear the people shouting out up and down the line, up and down the line. And it's almost the end, it's almost Independence Day. Yeah. I'll see the lights well in the harbor. Cool, and a cool, and a cool, and a cool night.
And that is the Belfast Cowboy, Van the Man, Van Morrison, with Almost Independence Day, the closer from 1972's St. Dominic's Preview, and my personal favorite of his albums. We started off with Lucy Dacus, Forever Half Mast, from the 2019 EP, released on Matador Records. And in the middle, we had an ad for a movie that still holds up as one of the best parables of America to come out of the new cinema wave. And if you don't believe me, well, check it out. It's fairly easy to get a hold of. Anyway, that's going to do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. And I'm going to leave you now with, again, not our usual fare, but it's going to be it's a number that I usually like to play this time of year, and I hope you get something of it. And, of course, it's the Pogues and Shane McGowan with the Immortal Lines. The Calling of the Rosary, Spanish Wine from Far Away. I'm a freeborn man of the USA. Ta! Oh, it's 1-1 at the half in Cologne. Spain equalized in the 39th minute.
Turned and shook as we had a look in a room where the dead man lay. So big Jim Dwyer made his last
trip to the shores where his father's land. About 15 minutes later, we had our first taste of whiskey. There was uncles giving lectures on ancient Irish history. The men all started telling jokes and the women they got frisky. By 5 o'clock in the evening, every bastard there was pesky. Pretty well gone away, there's nothing left to say. Farewell to New York City boys, the Boston NPA. He took them out with a woolen cloud and I often heard him say, I'm a free-born man.